Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Robots Radio presents...
to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where style is just as important as substance. Welcome to the podcast where we explore the lore, news, and gameplay of the Cyberpunk games and other dystopian worlds. I'm your host, Robots. So, Cyberpunks... It's that time again! Cyberpunk Lorecast! Woohoo! Man, my voice didn't really want to do that, did it? Welcome back! This is your host, Tom, or Robots. I'm here, as usual, with my good buddy, Captain Logan, the biggest fan of the Metroid Prime series ever. Welcome back! This is why you need to tune into our hot debates during the pre-show and be one of our patrons, or tune into the live show because we talk about all the hottest and most controversial subjects. But welcome. How's it going, Logan?
It's great. I've been sitting on Metroid Dread waiting for us to finish up recording so I can dive into that because I've been waiting all weekend for them to deliver it. Did you know what's really crazy? This will actually be a weird little thing for Cyberpunk. I've got the collector's edition here.
Ooh, which that cover looks really nice.
It's nice. It's got the art book inside. It's got the steel case with a couple art cards,
shiny armor on Samus.
Yeah. It's nice. This box, I kid you not, is almost as big as my Cyberpunk Xbox One X limited edition.
Mm. That's how big the size. That is the size of those old PC cases that you would get back in like the 90s.
It's bigger than those, actually.
Is it bigger? It looks
bigger.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy. That's card is like this little tiny thing,
and tiny little chip you put in your Switch. Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I haven't thought about this. It's not Metroid is not Cyberpunk. That's just future stuff.
No,
yeah, not at all.
It's just straight sci-fi. Although I will say that probably the Ascent is the closest thing that I can think of that is cyberpunk, but gets close enough to Metroid where I think you could maybe have like Samus show up at one of those bars.
Yeah, kind of bridges the gap a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this week we have another fun what if topic for you guys. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. This week we're throwing around some ideas. We got a few from the community, and Logan actually had a really fun one for us. So all the credit goes to you, Logan, for this one.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
I've got some ideas for how we're going to tackle this one. So here it is. We're just going to throw this out. What if Cyberpunk 2077 was rated T for teen? Which makes me just kind of smile, because as we know, if you've played through Cyberpunk 2077, this is an M for mature game. This is an M-ass game.
This is a hard M.
This is a hard M game. There is boobies. There is sexual situations. There are sexual situations. There are, the F-bomb drops fairly regularly, especially from one Johnny Silverhand's mouth. So in order to kick this off, I thought it would be really fun to riff on the famous phrase, "Wake the F up, samurai, we've got a city to burn." And we're going to go back and forth. We're just going to riff on this, and we're going to change the first line to make it T for teen. So you can change the F word. You can just completely rephrase it however you want. Okay. So here, I'll start us off. Wake the crap up, samurai, we've got a city to burn. It doesn't punch as hard that way, does it?
Wake the fork up, samurai, we got a city to burn.
All right, I got one. All right. Wake the fart up, samurai, we've got a city to burn.
Wake up, Yagoon.
I was taking a drink and I was spitting out. Yagoon? What? Wake up, Yagoon. We gotta save the bird. I was thinking,
like, you know, like mafia bad guys. They always got the goons, and he's like, "Wake that up, you goon."
All right, we got some. That's a good one. All right, we got some from our live chat. T-Dub says, "Wake the fudge up." Tizer says, "Wake the frack up." We've got some Battlestar going on here. DJ Steve says, "Wake the heck up."
Oh, they probably would have gone with heck.
They probably would have gone with heck. Wake the heck up. Wake the hell up. That may be hell. They might have gone hell. That's still T for teen, right?
Oh, yeah. Wake the hell up.
Wake the hell up, Cyberpunk.
That's a good one.
We got a city burn. Yeah. They probably would have gone that. I also really enjoy when shows use the wrong curse word. Like somebody who's like not a native speaker, like, "Wake the bitch up, Cyberpunk."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, that's not you wouldn't use that word there.
What if they probably would have used gonk?
Wake the gonk up.
Like, wake up, or like, "Wake up, gonk. We got a city to burn."
Yeah. Wake up, Chumba. Like, we got a city to burn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
maybe
like that.
Samurai is just, I just had a weird side note. I'm trying to think of why people were called, like, why would he call you a samurai? Like, is he purposely trying to refer to you as a band member, or is that like a fan of, because it was just the band was called Samurai. Like, why did
he? Yeah. I think that was like, I have a feeling that was a like call, that was a phrase that he would say to his audience. Mm. That was like a,
yeah,
that was a stage thing he might have yelled.
Yeah. All of us are a bunch of samurai, maybe.
Right. That was like a stage call.
Now I really want to know. Now I'm really like curious as
like
to
what
why
if he that's started like, what if he started every concert with "Wake the fuck up, samurai, we've got a city to burn," and then the audience broke out and yeah, and then on the guitar, and then they busted into their first song.
That I would totally see that.
That'd be a pretty awesome way to start every concert. Yeah. But yeah, no, you can't say that in a T for teen.
No
thing.
Can't do it. Okay. Not in our Cyberpunk 2077 version. We can't say that.
Nope.
You gotta say what the hell.
You gotta wake
the hell up.
Wake the hell up. Samurai. Or gonk. Or
so I was thinking about this, and and I was thinking, like, what do you do when you first kick up the game? And that's character creation, right?
Yes.
And one of the biggest things that came out when Cyberpunk was getting the launch was you could customize your genitalia.
Absolutely.
It was an episode that we covered. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to think, if it was a teen game, you would not have that. And I'm trying to think, would they have actually put more into the regular customizations if you weren't bogged down by feeling so like set on trying to give players the ability to set your genitalia.
If you were just
like, would we have had a better character creation, more options?
If you're just smooth like a Ken doll down there?
Well, not just, they didn't even approach it. They're just like, you have a male presenting female or body, or a female presenting body, and you didn't have to go into the minutiae
they didn't have to spend the time modeling it. They could have just designed more shirts or pants or whatever.
Because it doesn't serve any function outside of the character creator. We don't see it in any of the actual Joy Toy scenes. That's, so it's not like it's
true. You don't
present
the male bits or the lady bits anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm thinking now that Cyberpunk 2077 is a teen game, you don't have any of those dildos, you know, swinging around. There'd be no dildo stores.
That's true.
Anywhere.
That's true. Hey, so, you know what? I've got an idea here. I've got a fun idea for the way we can parse through all of these things, because you shared with me this Game Ranks article where it lists all the mature rating highlights. So here's what I think we do. I think we take each one of these one by one, and we discuss what would no longer be able to happen in the game and how it might be changed as we go through this list.
I like it.
All right, because we're kind of doing that already. We just kind of jumped the gun on this. So why don't we start with the first one? Weapons without violence. Weapon without violence is the first one. Mature rated highlights weapon without violence. Now, I have a feeling weapon without violence, you can have that in a teen game.
Right? Yeah.
So that doesn't have to change.
That's fair.
That's just, it's mature rated because there are weapons. There are weapons shown, not necessarily showing violence. You can have that in team game. So anytime you have like somebody carrying a gun, somebody carrying a knife, a baseball bat with barbs on it, whatever, that's fine. You can still have that. Okay, next one. Moderate or hinted use of illicit drugs. Now we're starting to hit some things, but I feel like most of the time that's okay in T for teen games, as long as it doesn't get too explicit.
Nope. Cannot have drugs in a teen game, I don't think.
You can't? You can't have, like, you can't have reference to drugs, or you can't have use, like, use of drugs?
I don't think that drugs are allowed in teen-rated games.
Okay. So
probably have to cut drugs out.
Right. Okay. So we wouldn't be able to have the scene in when you meet
Dum-Dum.
Yeah. Dum-Dum offers you drugs. Dum-Dum could not. Dum-Dum is a straight edge now. So Dum-Dum's a straight edge. What else would change?
Yeah.
Dum-Dum would be like, instead of like, here, have a hit of this, Dum-Dum would offer you a lollipop.
So people in the Moxie Club, mm-hmm. they wouldn't be zoned out on drugs. There wouldn't be inhalers around. They'd all either have to be dancing or drinking, because you can mm-hmm. drink in a teen rated game.
Yes.
But yeah, no one would be no drug use would be available out there. You wouldn't have anyone like doing drugs on the street. All those inhalers would be gone.
All the inhalers.
Dildos and inhalers were out of the game.
Out of the game. You wouldn't have any of the drug shops, any of the stores where you could see any of the paraphernalia in the windows, any of that stuff wouldn't be anywhere. Or on people's desks. Or in like the back rooms of any of the clubs or offices, any of that stuff. Not there.
I don't think you can, cause I just checked, one of my favorite games, Outer Worlds, and that is a mature game and it has inhalers. Cause I was like, wait, can you have inhalers? I don't know that you can actually have inhalants of any kind in a teen rated game. Mm-hmm. Someone can fact check me on that.
Okay.
But yeah, you wouldn't have any drug stores. You wouldn't have any sex shops. Those would all have to be like bookstores or
reading books.
they could be brain dances. You wouldn't be able to have half of the drug related brain dances.
Nope.
Like that first brain dance that you do with Judy, they do a hit of an inhaler
before they go in. Yeah.
That would have to change. You wouldn't be able to have that in there.
Yep. So instead, they would just take a
high five.
They'd probably high five and just take a swig of
you can drink. Yeah.
Something.
They would probably hit like a bottle that's covered.
They'd shotgun a beer and crush it on their foreheads. Yep. And then they'd go in. They'd have to do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Next on the list. We have weapon with violence. That can happen in teen games. You can have weapon with violence. Criminal act without violence. Those can happen.
Yeah. So
that's still T for T. Description of the consuming of illicit drugs. Can we have descriptions of the consuming of illicit drugs?
Ooh, just the description?
Just the description.
If they're describing the act, I don't think you can. I think if it is like... a medical drug, then I think
this is illicit.
Fine.
Yeah, so this is probably not.
But
so,
the illicit ones, no. Those would probably have to get kicked out. So drugs in Night City.
None of the conversations about like, oh, somebody was high on whatever. Nope, none of that.
Yeah.
Derogatory language.
Nope, that's definitely.
So no derogatory language. I have a feeling that has to do with racist language. That also has to do with like...
Do you... Chumba would be good, but I don't think Chumba's you could say like fine. Gonk or something.
Yeah.
Would gonk count? Maybe. Is that a derogatory term?
I think, well, here's where things get subjective, because these, the what defines a game as M for mature or T for teen is based on a board, and they said it and so it's subjective. So if that board feels like a term like gonk is being used in a derogatory manner, to like put somebody else in a negative light or something that can be seen as racist or, you know, just like particularly mean or something like that, or violent, you know, then maybe it just depends on how it hits them.
I think gonk would probably be okay. Shoom would probably be okay.
Shoom would be okay. Cause that's a positive thing.
Yeah. Borg would probably be okay. Corpo would probably be okay.
Yeah, those would be all right.
Doll is questionable because doll's referring to the sex workers, and you definitely can't have sex workers in a teen rated game.
Right. Right. Yeah, it depends on if maybe? They catch it. If they catch it as that, then no. If they think it just...
Do you think input would be a... because it is a derogatory term. You're referring to someone as literally just the thing that you sex.
Right. It's true. It's true. But everyone uses it so casually to mean their boyfriend or girlfriend.
But it's a mature rated game. We gotta make this teen.
Yeah.
We gotta make it teen. Yeah. I don't think you can refer to anyone as an input.
And input or output like that. That's just kind of because it is so casually derogatory. That might make it even worse. The fact that it's so casual.
Can't have output or input. Those are out.
Yeah, those are out.
Kibble? No, that's food. Never mind. I think that's
food
that's,
terms.
You can't use stim or dwarfs.
Yeah,
because both of those are out.
Right.
Can't do drugs. I think that's about it, honestly. I think most of these other ones are good. I mean, rocker boy or rocker girl is it's
those are it's okay.
That's more of a description of the person. I think that's up there with like corpo. I think that would be fine. But
that's somebody that's like
who's a majority of them.
Yeah, that's not necessarily derogatory. Okay, so next on the list, verbal aggression. That's fine.
Yeah,
like, I think, screw you. Like that's fine as long as they're not breaking any certain specific word boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Violent acts. Those are fine as long as they're not bloody. Like punching someone in the face is a violent act. You can put that
decapitation.
No decapitation.
You have to any kind of limb removal, I think bumps it up to mature.
Yeah. Or excessive amounts kind of blood or the shooting in the head, like things like that. Usually are pretty
right. If it's a robot, I think you're fine. I think you can get away with that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that any humans or animals can be cut up. With any kind of weapons. Like, I think that's like strictly that bridges up to the mature rating for that one.
Okay. This next one's pretty good. Sexual pleasurement.
Nope. That is definitely
it's
not out.
Pleasure.
Not it's in our
pleasure,
team game.
Pleasurement, which makes me think not just the enjoyment of it, but the giving someone else enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
It seems to be.
So, All those joy toy, like the Meredith relationship, that would have to be
right out.
That would just be like a cut. Like they would just straight up, like it would, you would cut. Say yes.
Right.
And then he'd wake up the next morning.
Right. The memory, like Johnny's memories of like Rogue or Alt, like any of that stuff, like just like whoop, gone, like skip to the next part.
Actually, I think that whole scene would have to be completely rewritten. Like that whole Rogue Johnny scene after the band, after the show, that whole thing has to get rewritten because you can't have him drinking you could have him drinking.
You can have some drinking and then maybe kissing and then fade to like they lay down and fade to black. And then the next thing you have, they're like standing up arguing and then she runs out the door.
Yep.
That would
That's
be
about
it.
As
it would
as
just be like implied. Right. That's about it.
Yeah. Not nearly as impressive as it was.
Right, right. So none of that. I'm trying to think.
Exposure to danger.
Exposure. Well,
no, I'm sorry. I'm skipping ahead.
Consumption of illicit drugs. We already covered that. That's just more illicit drug stuff. Violence description.
Can't talk about disembowelment or decapitation or dismemberment. All of those are out. But you could definitely talk about gunshot wounds, knife wounds. Illnesses, things are like a virus, things like that. Like
some
I think
of this
a lot
stuff
of the
would apply to things like the cyber psycho quests, like even some of the quest text about like what this person did, why you're after them. A lot of that quest text might actually have to be revised.
There's that whole cyber psycho quest where you're at the wedding shoot and there's just blood and guts everywhere. Mm-hmm. That whole quest has to get redone because you wouldn't be able to have any of the dismemberment, the blood, or any of the people talking about it at that quest. Like that whole thing would have to get completely done. Like they would all probably have to be alive, and you'd probably have to have the cyber psycho there, and you would have to either
they'd be like wounded on the ground. They'd all be like, oh, just like holding their stomachs, like, oh, I was hurt.
Trauma team would have to like be there patching them up. Like you wouldn't have just bodies laying around at that scene.
They're all scared in the corner, and some people are hurt, but there's not like blood all over the place.
The whole opening scene with the scavs. Is it scavs? The scavengers? Yeah, scavs. Where you're pulling the chick out of the bathtub.
Yeah.
That whole thing has to get completely done too.
Because
most of the bodies of like the hookers on the tables completely disemboweled. That whole thing would have to get covered up. They'd just be plastic sheets over people.
Yep.
All of the inhalers and drugs that are on there, all of that gets taken out. Those are just, you know, ammo crates or random food things here and there. The whole scene with her in the bathtub has to get changed up. She has to be wearing clothes, and you probably wouldn't even show most of that.
All of that. Yeah, I thought about that too when we were talking about the even just the topic. My mind went to that whole quest line of just like almost all of that just has to be changed.
Yeah, that's like one of the better quests in the very beginning. It's one of the starter things that kind of sets the tone, sets the mood. Like, and that was, I mean, it was an E3 showcase that they showed off. You know, that whole thing is like out there. You can't do any of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. Absolutely. Here, let's go to exposure to danger. That one's okay.
Yeah.
Assuming the danger isn't off the charts. Exposure to death. Corpse. That sounds redundant.
That is,
I can't think of a corpse that doesn't involve death.
Undeath
corpse. That's zombies. Like a vampire or zombies zombie?
Would be fine. But death. I think death corpse is as long as they're just the body, it's fine. I think it's when you, if you were to look at, like, for example, we were just talking, if you were to talk about like the hooker that's on the table at the scavs apartment, where like most of her augments are removed and most of her body parts are removed and stuff.
Right.
Like that's exposure to death with corpse, but to a degree that you would have to change that up. Like no bones, no disembowelment,
nothing that looks like
all of that.
Like,
I wonder if they would actually have to change table. The Maelstrom gang, because the Maelstrom gang,
because their faces feels, are all, they look like they're in the middle of an operation half the time.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that would be too much.
Maybe.
I think you would probably tone it down just to pass it through the board for that.
Yeah, possibly. Mm. Or put their faces in a hood or something, so you can't see the fleshy bits.
That could fix it.
Yeah.
So all the Maelstrom in Cyberpunk 2077 teen rated are all hooded.
Yeah, so you don't see the fleshy bits, so you don't.
But you can see
the electronics. The red
eye, right? And it's just like covered, so it's just like a red dot in the darkness.
Right.
That would fix it.
Yeah,
we could get that.
We can get that through. Yeah, there we go. That's the ticket. Yeah,
that's how we do it.
That's the ticket. All right, here we got body injury. Suppose as long as that's not too gory, you know, something like a bruise that's not bleeding.
Yeah, you could get away with that.
Foul language. So that, of course, there's boundaries there. You know, you drop too many F-bombs.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That's what we were joking about at the beginning.
I think that one is subjective. I think we'd probably have to submit like a full list of the words that we want in there.
Yeah, and it also has to do with how often they're used. Like if every other sentence is dropping a bunch of foul language and people are just yelling all the time, then the board's going to be like, okay, there's a problem here. But if it's just an occasional, you know, shit or bitch or whatever, then like they're probably going to say, okay, that's fine, it's T for teen. Then sexual language, that's where if things are getting particularly descriptive, then they're going to have a problem with it.
Yeah, they would. I don't know if is it kind of the same way that like PG-13 has, where you get three F-bombs before it turns into an R rating?
You know, that's like, from what I understand, it's not a hard and fast thing. It's a subjective determination by the board, and this is something that has changed over time, because you go look back at old games that were rated M today would be rated T. It's not just like it's a very subjective decision. So I don't know. I don't know for sure how this works. I don't think you can just, you know, squeeze a certain number of F-bombs into a game.
I'm checking out the ESRB because this is who we're after. I'm gonna, in at least in America, there's PEGI and other boards that you have to get it across. But teen, we probably should have described what teen would cover right off the bat.
Yeah, I guess we could have.
Okay, so teen rating implies that content is generally suitable for ages 13 and up, may contain violence, suggestive themes, crude humor, minimal blood, simulated gambling, or infrequent use of strong language.
Infrequent, right. That's what I was talking about with the whole, like, they can drop some stuff here and there, but it can't be like every other line in the dialogue. Yeah.
Don't know if it's like a limit, but infrequent, I think we'd say
it's subjective. That's the whole thing. It's the board saying like this feels a certain way or it feels another way. It's not like they're running this through like a language parser and they're going like X, you know, one out of every so many words in this game is a bad word. Like it's not like a formula they use.
Yeah, definitely.
So for sexual language, it's like really if there's like a F-bomb in there somewhere, they may not even catch it. You know, but like, if it's dropping up and if it's showing up in language a lot, they're going to definitely notice it. It's that sort of thing.
I don't know that you'd be able to get through with sexual language. Like strong language is what they say. I think you could probably get away with like some cursing, but no. I don't know if you could get away with
I don't think so.
Anything that's suggestible. Like suggestive themes is as far as they're willing to let you get.
Yeah.
Where, and even then that's mostly like right up until, and then like innuendo.
Right. So a lot of the language around the moxes, a lot of the there's a lot of gangs. There's a lot of things that like gang members will yell at you as you're walking around them or
like the whole Evelyn Parker timeline, with her going to dreams and you going to dreams and stuff like that. Like all of that's got to change. How would you change that? Like in this scenario, we would have to move her to an office, a store. Like what is her job if she was prior because her whole role is a prostitute. She is a personal, like she is a personal escort.
Like was she like his personal assistant or something instead?
I mean, yeah, he would probably have to, right?
She was his accountant.
She would have to be close to him, and it can't be sexual, so it would have to be, or if it is, it's like they're in a relationship.
Right. It's very vaguely described. It's the kind of thing that like, if you understand it, you get it, but otherwise you're not going to pick up on it if you're younger.
And so she would pretty much have to be someone that is working for Arisaka for her to understand most of this information. She couldn't have gleaned it from her interactions with him as a prostitute.
Yeah. Mm. That totally changes the plot line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you think about that? Think about this while we do the mid break, because we got a break from the mid break and we're going to come back and there's some more stuff on this list, including some other things that will definitely change the course of this game. So you think about that for a little bit. We'll be right back.
Guardians, we are the Destiny Show Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things Destiny 2. We invite amazing guests from the Destiny community to share their stories and discuss the latest topics from the world of Destiny. Check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, or live on Twitch every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. We will see you, Starside.
All right. This is the part of the show where we get to thank our patrons, including our newest patron, Lord Tizer. Thank you for signing up. Lord Tizer was in the chat. I don't know if you're still here, but thank you, buddy. Welcome to the Patreon. I hope you are enjoying your benefits, including ad-free episodes. You get the show a day early, or if you show up on our live stream, then you get to see it while we record it, which is also very, very cool. And thank you to everybody else who has helped to support the show. We love that you guys are here supporting us. We really do appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. And I'm letting it reload. For some reason, the Patreon page is being really slow right now, but I was going to call out the total number of Patreons or patrons. But thank you to everybody. You guys have been awesome. Do I have anything else to share this week? I don't think I have anything else new. I'm still throwing around ideas for the t-shirts. I haven't quite landed on exactly what I want to do for the different logos because I still need to figure out what I can and can't do when it comes to licensing and that sort of thing. So I was thinking about maybe doing the gangs and stuff. I started looking into that a little bit and kind of got stuck on some ideas. So if you have any thoughts on what might be fun ideas for shirts and stickers and things to do for the Patreon, send me some ideas. If you have some specific ideas, especially maybe even some symbols and things that might be fun to use for t-shirts, let me know what you think. I would love to take some of those ideas and run with it, especially if you would wear them. If you think they're really, really good ideas, I'd love to use those. But if we help you get through your workday or your workout or anything like that, then we'd love to have you join us on the Patreon. And if you can't afford to do that, then you know what? Just sharing it with your friend or leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts would also help out the show as well. So thank you for being there and for supporting us. And if that's something you can't do either, then just being here and listening is also really appreciated. So thanks for being there. All right, let's move on with the rest of the show. Here we go. Yeah, Patreon just like took a dump, just took a crap. Okay, there we go. 19 members. Thank you to all 19 of you. There we go. Now it finally reloads. It was just like 404 on me. I was like, what are you doing? All right. So back to the discussion. We have most of these are kind of the same stuff still, right? Yeah. Foul language, sexual language, blood. So limited amounts of blood. This is going to be a big one because blood shows up a lot, right?
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to have it on any of the bodies. So every body that you do just kind of like stays there. You might be able to get away with it in like a couple special moments, like certain quests where you're saving it because it's important to the story. But overall, I genuinely can't think of any moment in the game where we are dealing with someone outside of like Jackie who's been hurt. So I think like Jackie in the heist where he's shot, mm-hmm. that's probably like one of the opportunities where you're going to be able to use blood to show the importance of that situation. Like it's serious, like he's bleeding. Like
general combat
would all have to be loyal at that point, if anything, or just not blood at all.
Yeah, I mean, think about how many times you shoot people or run up on them with a katana and you're just like, you know, headshotting guys and blood splatting out. And you're just like, so yeah. Much of that would have to be reduced or removed. And
probably just removed. Just, I mean, you have to at that point if you're trying to get that much combat into the game.
Yeah,
like you wouldn't be able to do it. It would just be you just be hitting them and knocking down the health bars, and then eventually the health bar would fall and so or you know empty, and then they would just fall down.
Right.
No blood.
No blood. No cutting people up, you know, people's heads or arms off with my katana, which is sad because I love chopping people up.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do any of that.
None of that.
That kind of goes into one of the things later on too. Like further down the list, some of the things that I was noticing, like the sexual exploitation, no joy toys out of the, what do we have, four?
Yeah, there's only like four in the game or something like that.
So that's easy.
Yeah.
You could get rid of that.
Right. Right.
I think there's one quest where you go talk to a joy toy and she clues you into someone who's in an apartment building who's a cop. Staking out like a couple people. So that's just a random person. She's changed to something like that. All the other joy toys, that's easy. Just take them out of the game. They're not integral to the game. Evelyn Parker definitely is. So you'd have to completely change her job, her setting, how she gets her information, all of that's a big rewrite right there.
Yeah. Even some of the history, I mean, we go back to the Moxes, even some of the history of some of the people that you meet there. Some of the, just the understand, like, and it's hard to remember all of the conversations you have, all of the little, you know, like, even just the little bits of dialogue that pop up along the way. The little side quests that come up, you know, for the next one on the list is description of illicit drugs, consumption, or trafficking. You know, how many side quests have something to do with, like, you know, like, oh, this gang is trying to move through this area and they're doing this thing, you know, like that just has to be changed.
The whole opening for the Nomads needs to get changed. If you're talking about trafficking in a general sense, because you're moving that iguana. Mm-hmm. And if they're just talking about like pure trafficking, then that would have to get changed.
This is illegal drug trafficking. So that's just illegal.
Less of a concern then.
Yeah, illegal product, I guess that would be different. Sexualization. So that's more vague, but the like sexualization of a person. So that could
all be all the ads,
but that could, all the ads, like you have the images, the TV shows that sexualize people,
Watson,
but
horror
even just like
gone.
The clothing. I mean, think about some of the characters and the clothing that they wear. Some of the things that people walk around on the streets with, even just like the crop tops, some of the women wear and like the, There's a lot of
Spanx that the guys wear that walk around to show off their junk. Like that's got to change.
Yeah.
Those are just regular shorts at that point. Right. But yeah. All of the clothing for most of the civilians would have to change. Every single ad in that game has to get removed and replaced with something. I think the all food one is maybe the safest one, but even some of the other ones
are either
mutilation or sexualization or sexual exploitation, consumption of drugs. I think maybe the real skin one could probably stay. Budget arms could probably stay. There's a lot of those that are going to have to get removed changed out with something that's less.
Yeah. Do you think they would have had even issues with Judy's like short top?
No, I mean, she's covered pretty well. I don't think that would be, I think that would probably fall under sexual theme or
sexualization. It is a little bit like there's a reason
take a look.
I pulled up images. There's a reason why she's scantily clad. It's to make her a little bit more feminine and attractive, right? Like,
yeah,
like she's scantily clad like that on purpose.
I think her top's fine,
but
I think you could probably that would fall under suggestive themes. Probably.
Right. That might be okay. T for teen wise.
I mean, let's take a look at like, now I'm second guessing myself. Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Right.
What's her name?
Tifa. Yeah. Yeah. Same kind of like tank top kind of thing going on there. Yeah.
That is a T for teen rated game. So yeah, if you can get Tifa in the game, looking the way that she does, you could probably keep Judy.
Yeah.
You might have to tone it down like a little bit, but you could probably make that into a sports bra and have it fly. That would probably be the safest change.
Yeah. I'm just wondering about like some of these other characters, you know, like do any of the guys have like really tight pants that seem a little revealing, you know, cause they're a little form fitting around, you know, like,
the whole quest line to find, Evelyn Parker, where you have to go to the Ripper Doc, who is transvestite.
Yes. That guy's got a super weird outfit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You'd probably have to change that up. I think most of the guests in there are probably good, but most of the stuff that's actually in that room and him would probably have to get toned down a lot. Like you would not be able to be as expressive with any of that.
Right. I'm trying to think, is there a point at which River or Carrie are wearing something that's a little bit like Carrie walks around in his like robe at one point. Is his underwear peeking out at some point? Like, I'm trying to remember. like little things like that might have to get touched up.
I think it's mostly fine for that stuff, though. I can't think of too much out of that that would be like, most of the guys are fine. They don't really exploit most of the guys sexually.
But I want to be fair, though, because I don't want to just like, I don't want anyone to be they picked on the women, but they didn't pick on the guys. Like, I want to, like, they're sexualizing things and they're going to be, I want to make sure that we're covering all our bases, right?
I would look at like the Japanese-ish band as a good judge of whether or not that would pass for T for teen. And I think they would pass for T for teen.
Yeah.
I don't think anything that they're wearing is too suggestive.
Right. And but sexual exploitation.
Suggestive.
Yeah. Sexual exploitation goes along. That's the next one on the list. I think that kind of fits along with sexualization. Next one. Okay. So this is where it really starts getting interesting. Intentional death. So
all the guys that jump off the building and land in front of you as you're walking around, all the suicides on top of the building.
Suicides. The suicide ending is no longer an option.
Completely. Well, suicide's on the list as well as a separate thing.
Right. But suicide, intentional death are kind of the
same thing.
They're basically synonyms, right? The suicide ending, you can't have that as an option.
No. Yeah. That whole option has to be taken out. There's also that guy that's he's one of the veterans of the war that you find. And he's like on the he doesn't want to talk to anyone. And I can't remember why you go talk to him. It's for the medication. He's got the painkillers, the really strong painkillers. Mm-hmm. And you meet him and he's basically threatening you to get out of there because he doesn't want to deal with you. You talk him down from that and say like, hey, we need these meds to take back to the fixer. And he ends up offing himself after that.
Right.
And it's like in front of you.
Yeah.
So
that's like startling that whole, and you wouldn't have that.
That whole ending to that quest would have to change. It wouldn't be nearly as impactful because that was one of those quests that I was really, really moved by. I was like, man, that sucks. This is a harsh life that he had to leave, and he's dead alone with no one to do anything for him.
Yeah.
The crucifixion. So that whole quest is probably got to get out. Which one?
Crucifixion quest line. We talked about that last week. That comes up again. That would have to change.
All of that.
Too. I don't know how you revise that to make that even work. Like, what would he do instead that would have anywhere near the impact of something like that? I don't
know if you could even, have that? Because it's a death sentence at this point.
Right. If he wanted to do something similar, like a religious something similar to make a point, I can't think of anything else similar enough that would make a point.
It would have to be performative and it would have to be like a sermon or something that he says, and you would have to just
the sermon on the mount.
You could tie him up to it.
You could tie him up there and he'd stay up there for 3 days and three nights or, you know, like some symbolic thing but that just wouldn't hit the same way. Right. It wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah. It wouldn't be nearly as, and you wouldn't have that journey of redemption.
Right.
For a criminal.
Jesus didn't actually stay on the cross for 3 days. He only stayed up there for a very short period of time before he passed away. But I guess you could have him get whipped and then like carry the cross down a length of street and then put himself up on the cross and then symbolically be up there for some amount of time and then get off it. But like, still wouldn't have the same impact, you know, like
you actually kind of touch. I think to do that quest justice, I think you would have to have him doing a performative thing through the streets with carrying a cross.
Right. That's and about as close as you could get.
That's kind of pushing it. I did notice that there's not very much mention about religion in this list. Like ratings don't seem to impact religion.
Yeah, they don't seem to really mind that at all. It really doesn't seem to matter. And there are, you know, like this quest, there are some very specific religious things. There are some very specific political things that show up in this game. And yet that doesn't seem to affect the rating at all.
That's interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can say whatever you want when it comes to religion or politics, and it's not going to affect the rating of the game.
Huh?
Really interesting. All right. Next on the list, nudity. We've talked about that. You'd have to cover up, a lot of characters. Also, you'd have to make sure that one, you know, the characters are smooth like Ken dolls in all the right places. Or if they're not, there's not the glitch where certain parts stick out through the clothes when you swap the clothes.
So that's a whole thing. Like all of that in modeling for the characters would just, the clothes would be modeled on them. Like you wouldn't even model out any of that. You'd have the base shape and then you would build the clothing on top and the clothing would be part of the body. Yeah. And you wouldn't even be able to change.
Like Fallout 76, the underwear is just part of the base model.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So that's where you would have to go with that. That's the only way you could actually do that for our teen rated game.
Yep. Yep. So you wouldn't end up with any nudity in the game at all. Prostitution, we talked about, completely removed. Sexual relationship, none of that.
You'd be able to have relationships, but I don't think you'd be able to have anything sexual. It would just be conversations.
Yep. Consumption of illicit drugs, we talked about that. Okay, here we go. Mutilation. Off the list. And this isn't just the chopping of arms and heads. This would include, and this is, we were talking about the, you know, any sort of augments, like, you know, putting in face augments that mutilate your face and your skin around the edges, or arm augments where you're, you know, putting something in your arm and it's mutilating the skin around your arm, somebody like, Adam Smasher. Like,
maybe
how do you design Adam Smasher without?
I think you can get away with Adam Smasher.
Can you?
But I think you might have to take out the mantis blades.
The mantis blade. What about his head? Like, there's, you can see like the mutilated skin around the parts of his head that are still flesh.
I think you can get away with that if it's not like you're not, it's not like staples and flesh to the thing that it's on.
Is that Frankenstein? Just like,
yeah. I think you can get away with Smasher the way he is. He seems pretty
robot,
toned down compared to the Maelstrom game.
Yeah.
Smasher's a piece of cake. He's easy.
Right.
But the whole Maelstrom gang's out. Like, you got to change that up. Either hood him or put something over him, you know, like. They're not nearly as edgy as they are in the game.
Right. Right. Is there anything else mutilated? Are there any other scenes, even towards the end of the game, when you're
there's in the whole quest line with River needs to get changed, because a lot of the bodies that are in the barn, I think deal with mutilation as well. Most of those are covered, but I think you can see some of those bodies. So that would have to get adjusted. That whole quest chain would have to get rehashed and rewritten so that it doesn't, it's not as dark as it is. I think you would really have to pull back on some of that, and it wouldn't be nearly as interesting.
Yeah,
it might be as interesting. You could probably do it, but man, you'd need a good writer to be able to rewrite most of that.
Right.
Oof.
Yeah. A lot of augments, I think, might even fall into mutilation. Even things where like people are replacing body parts and you just have like gaps where like their mouth is gone because they're like replacing that part of their face.
Yeah,
even though it doesn't look mutilated, the concept of a missing part of your face is kind of disturbing.
Yeah. There's the quest chain where they're going after the priest, or not the priest, but the monk. And they mutilate his body to you know, teach him, you know, augments aren't bad and you got to get used to it and stuff.
Right.
That whole quest chain, you'd probably just take that right out. You'd probably just remove that, because I don't know that there's a unless it was a full conversation, you'd either have to really just rewrite the entire thing or just remove it completely.
Yeah, man. All right. And we're getting down to the end here. Intense sexual relationship. Of course, that's just more sexual relationship.
No joy toy scenes.
Suicide, we already talked about. Now, the last one, and I'm sure this is another one of those subjective ones, cruelty.
So here's an interesting one, because there is something that I've noticed with games that even M-rated games do not touch, and that's any kind of aggression towards children.
Yes. No. Yeah.
And we have kids in Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like, that's not something that even the M rating can even mess with. Like, no. You cannot point a weapon at a child.
No. Yeah. You do not hurt children in games. That's not something anybody wants to be okay with.
And that's a crazy, cause I mean, if you're going for M, I mean, you could do anything you want to anyone else in this game. Doesn't matter what it is. They'll cover just about anything. But man, if you go towards a kid, like, that is just off the table.
Yeah.
You can I mean, Far Cry 6 has cockfighting in it.
Right.
That is a that right. is an illegal thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's absolutely. Mutilation. It's it covers the cruelty towards animals.
Yep.
Like
yep.
That's in the game, and yeah. it shocks a lot of people. And it's funny that a lot of people are getting shocked by that, and not the huge amount of body count that you're racking up as you're trying to free this
violence free towards this state. Human beings. And yet, chickens pecking at each other is a problem.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a surprise because you know it's the whole Joker thing. You know, like you do this and nobody bats an eye, and then you do this other thing and everyone goes crazy. Cruelty can cover a lot of different things. You know, it's the shockingness of it. Right.
I think that most of the cruelty in the game, I know there is some, but generally it is mostly just violence or mm-hmm. sexual. Like there's not too much, like I can't think right. of any torture scenes in the game outside of the river quest line.
There's the post torture scenes, like the brain dance after a torture scene, right? You've described situations where we end up after a very particular violent scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know that we actually witness a scene of torture in Grand Theft Auto we do, but like not in this.
Yeah, I can't think of anything offhand. Like I'm trying to rack my brain on anything that is in the game that would be considered like cruelty towards people, like a torture scene like mm-hmm. that. And I can't think of anything realistically. Like there's a lot of stuff that we do that is cruel, but that mm-hmm. would be paired under like violence, which I think would still kind of cover the teen rating,
right?
If it wasn't to the extent that we're seeing. But I can't think of anything in that. I would love if anyone knows offhand, mm-hmm. If they can think of something where you're actually torturing someone.
Yeah. Or even just emotionally abusing somebody could fit under cruelty. And I mean, there are some moments where things get intense, but I can't think of anything that's particularly emotionally abusive. I mean, there are definitely moments of like conflict, but not necessarily what I would consider emotional abuse.
Well, there's the scene like we were talking about where you're trying to find Parker and you're with that Ripper Doc. Mm-hmm. Judy can get very aggressive and you can get very aggressive towards that Ripper Doc.
Yeah.
You would have to tone that back. You wouldn't be able to abuse him the way that you can in that aspect.
Oh, potentially. That does get pretty intense.
Trying to think if there's any offhand that I can think about.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Arson isn't in this list, which I noticed.
Arson is not in the, I mean, that would fit under some sort of like general, more general violent act.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Cause you burn the boat when you're with Carrie.
Yes.
And that is an act of violence, but yeah. I'm surprised that they aren't trying to, cause arson is definitely an offense that, you know, punishable for quite a long time in most states.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just violent act. I think that would be considered, you know, violent act.
Okay. Oh, so
that's,
we get to keep that
very offensive violent act. So if that again, criminal act of violence, like those kinds of things, if that hit the group being particularly, you know, maybe because it was his own boat, that would have been okay. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You do have a violent act where you bomb Arasaka Tower, you know, in that flashback scene, like that might be something that you'd have to adjust.
Ooh,
you know, like
yeah, you may not be able to actually do that.
How does that get addressed? You know, do you just description of violent act? Do you even get to describe that be happening? Or probably, but maybe do you not get to actually experience it in a T for Teen game? I don't know.
I don't think you. So let's say like the Johnny scene where he's being interrogated and his consciousness is being brought up through the Soul Killer. Mm-hmm. In the background, you see Arasaka Tower burning because of the atomic bomb that was set off. That would have to be removed as well too. The actual Soul Killer experience itself, you may have to actually tweak depending on the cruelty that displays too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. So what do we end up with here? We need to wrap this up. What we end up with is a very neutered game. This game has to be very well rewritten. Most of the content has to be stripped out, replaced, rewritten. We end up with something that is not very emotionally impactful. At least not for adults.
I think you could like the Nomad stuff, I think still holds up fairly well. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get rid of a couple moments in there, but a lot of the Nomad stuff, surprisingly enough, is probably good to go for King.
The relationship stuff still holds up. Stuff still holds up. Some of the main quest line stuff has to be changed. The setting takes a big hit. The combat takes a big hit. The dialogue takes a big hit. A lot of that stuff just does not survive.
So in this world, let's say that, like, in this scenario, what if Cyberpunk was a big hit? It landed the way it intended. Everyone was loving it, but it was T for teen. Uh-huh. Do you think that do you think that the broader audience would enjoy it as much if it was easier to access? Do you think Cyberpunk can survive without that mature rating?
I don't know. I think it can. It's just a very different thing. It's like what we're describing, if we take Cyberpunk and we move it T for teen, we get Overwatch. That's what we get.
That's true.
That's what we get. Like, we get Genji. We get Genji and we get like Omnix and we get like, that's what we get. We get that world. Yeah. Which is fine. That's a fun, interesting world, but it's not Cyberpunk. It's not the dark future the same way that this is.
I just thought about this and I was just trying to remember. I now realize, like, what Cyberpunk 2077 as a mature game versus a teen game would look like is the difference between watching the original Ghost in the Shell anime and then the Scarlett Johansson anime or Ghost in the Shell that they released, because the Ghost in the Shell that they released with Scarlett Johansson was PG-13. Mm. And you can tell. But if you watch the original Ghost in the Shell, it is an R-rated movie.
Right. Right.
It is an M-rated anime.
That's kind of the distance. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Come join us on the Robots Radio Discord and let us know. Let us know if we missed anything, if there's anything that is glaringly obvious that would have to be cut for this to be a T for teen game. And let us know what you would, if you would actually play it, if you would play this as a T for teen game, if you would still enjoy it, or if that would just completely neuter this for you and make this a completely unplayable mess.
I don't know.
It would be a completely different game. It would be a totally different thing. Some people complain about this stuff. They're like, you know, why do they have to put all this, you know, all this adult garbage in these games? Why can't people just enjoy the clean version of this stuff? And there's still, I mean, I think what we've shown is that, like, some of the stuff is dark for the sake of being dark, but some of the stuff is emotionally impactful, and there's a reason why it goes there, and like, it wouldn't have the same emotional impact if it didn't go there. And so, yeah, it kind of needs to go there if we're going to have that same emotional impact. So it's an interesting debate, you know.
I got a weird question. Do you think that cyberpunk as a genre is just something that you shouldn't be subjecting 13-year-olds to then? Can 13-year-olds enjoy cyberpunk?
I think, well, again, I think this is probably a bigger question for a later time because we're running out of time. If it's the Overwatch version of cyberpunk, if it's the, like, let's talk about a future where, like, people can augment their bodies with robot parts, and we're talking about, like, that kind of, that slim sliver of what is cyberpunk, then that's fine. But if we're talking about, like, dystopian future part of cyberpunk where, like, you know, people are trying to deal with corporate overlords and gangs and drugs and all of these, all the really dark side of it, then 13-year-olds probably aren't ready to deal with the depth of that yet. Like, that's something we probably don't start really digesting until, like, high school. and then college, you know, like those are deeper questions that you really start thinking about in later in your teen years.
Yeah, I think you'd want to prevent most of that. Like, I think a teen rated one could probably land it, but I mean, you'd really have to like overwatch this up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Like those darker concepts are things you start dealing with in your later teen years. When you start dealing with the philosophies of like actual dark topics, because
do you still go realism or do you go cartoon?
I think you go more cartoony. I think that's still, I think that still appeals to a 13-year-old a little bit more.
I would probably do it then. You'd probably have to go cartoon aesthetic, stylized.
Yeah. So I mean, even something like Apex Legends is still a little bit more cartoony.
Yeah.
Borderlands, that kind of thing.
Fortnite. Cyberpunk Fortnite.
Yeah, you can go that realm. Well, you got anything else to share before we head out? This has been a fun kind of excursion into like, what would that even look like? That's kind of fun.
Oh, that'd be crazy. Things are going stellar for Sea of Thieves. We're diving into lore this week. If you guys want to listen to like what's been going on with the actual story, the narrative that's going on in Sea of Thieves, we're covering that this week with some great guests. But other than that, that's pretty much it. I've loved the discussion that was going on in the Discord. It was nice to have someone pop in and say that they were really impressed with our predictions. I remember when I went back and marked down like how we did after that, because we were supposed to come back to it. We never remember to come back to it, but it
maybe like 50, we should 50. Maybe we should at the end of the year, because it'll mark the 1 year release of the game.
Let's do that then.
Maybe we'll do end of the year, like right at the end of the year, like right at the end of December or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a fun, like go back and re-listen and kind of, you know, check out our predictions. I'll have to dig those up.
Yeah, I'll dig it up.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, cool, man. Fun stuff. I've got my regular stuff going on, robotsradio.net for all the different shows. Also, I've been streaming in the mornings. I'll either be working on some of the content, editing some stuff. Happy to answer questions. If you are a content creator or thinking about getting into content creation, whether that's podcasting or videos or whatever, and you want to ask questions, you're welcome to come by and I'm happy to answer those. Or you just want to hang out. I might be playing games, might be working on some content. So come hang out with me in the mornings. Every day during the week, twitch.tv/robotsradio. I'm happy to hang out with you guys, and I'd love to have you as one of my coworkers. Just hang out during the day. So I'll be doing that. Otherwise, stay tuned, because the Mass Effect Lorecast will be back this week. That's really creepy, Logan. He's doing weird things in the camera. We had to take last week off because of some stuff going on, but we will be back tonight in just a few minutes for our next episode. So stay tuned for that. Otherwise, thanks for being here. We'll be back with the next episode of the Cyberpunk Lorecast next week. Same time, same place. Stay safe in Night City, guys. We'll see you. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cyberpunk Lorecast. This show is a part of the Robots Radio Network, smart podcasts for interesting people. If you'd like to help support the show, please tell a friend and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. If you'd like to get in contact, please send an email to cyberpunklorecast@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter @cyberpunklore. Also, join the community on the Robots Radio Discord. The link is in the show notes. The music on the show was written and performed by The Midnight and was used with their permission. Go check them out at themidnightofficial.com. Until next time, stay safe in Night City. We'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Are you an avid player of The Elder Scrolls Online and looking to take your game to that next level? Well, the Red Diamond Courier podcast is here to help. I'm Bob Chachinski.
And I'm DogBark24.
We are two experienced players aiming to help others learn and improve through in-game knowledge and references.
From PvE
to PvP
and everything in between.
There's sure to be something for you in the Red Diamond Courier.
We hope you check us out. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Pylon.
And I'm Doc.
And if you've ever played an Elder Scrolls game, you've probably used UESP.net to help you find information about a quest, dive deeper into lore, or really learn anything about the Elder Scrolls.
But did you know we have a podcast too? Every week we bring you the latest in Elder Scrolls news, dig deeper into topics surrounding the game, and have a ton of fun while doing it.
You can find us on your favorite podcatcher by searching the Unofficial Elder Scrolls Podcast. Can't wait to see you all there.
Are you a fan of Elden Ring? Are you confused about the lore as pretty much everyone else? We've got you covered. Check out the Elden Archives, a lore podcast that helps to explain every little confusing detail about the lands between. Things like what exactly happened on the Night of the Black Knives, or what we really know about characters like Mikala. Just like the show you're listening to now, we're on the Robots Radio Network, so you know it'll be good. Wondering how to find the show? Easy. Either go to robotsradio.net or search Elden Archives on whatever podcatcher you're using right now. Bookmark the show for later, and we'll see you in the lands between. Again, that's The Elden Archives, FromSoft Lorecast, available everywhere.